Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1, Jim Costa in this morning. Good morning, Stoney. You don't know this, but it's 60-some-odd degrees out. It's football weather here in Michigan.
Wow, 60 degrees?
64. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. That is some beautiful weather. Let me tell you something about here, by the way, just so you care. Right now it's 81, and it's only going to go up to 96 today here in Vegas.
But it's a dry heat, so.
It's a dry heat, exactly.
Yeah, I would much rather have fall weather here. It's but you guys are having a good time. You guys are hanging out at the D Las Vegas Bar Canada, taking in the sights and sounds.
Oh, yeah. By the way, speaking of sights and sounds, I did see this just on Twitter, and I mentioned it earlier, but we should be excited because we've bashed them so much. But Tork had a walk-off home run last night in Toledo, okay? So you got to be really excited about that. And more importantly, did you see who was the starting pitcher last night in Toledo, Jim?
No, who was it?
His name is Eduardo Rodriguez, and he was electric.
Oh, electric.
Well, I'm exaggerating there, but he did pitch five innings, and I think he gave up like one hit.
And he came out to Edwin Diaz's walk-up music?
No, he didn't. He didn't do that. He did not do that, which is another great thing going on in sports right now, you know?
Stoney,
that is one of the cool things around.
Oh, no, it is. I love the trumpets.
Five innings, one hit. Five innings, one hit. No runs, one walk, six strikeouts, 53 pitches, 39 strikes. Bring up Eduardo, the September move for the Tigers, baby.
You had something, before you guys got to Vegas, you had something weird happen at Lions training camp, like bizarre, eerie, kind of weird. I do want to carve out some time for it. 9:35,
yes.
We'll let you tell that story, and I think it's a fun convo. I mentioned Odyssey as a company put out their QB list as we get set to begin football season here. And I want to know if they did Jared Goff dirty. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't think very highly of Jared Goff. But Stoney, I click on the article and you can see at 971theticket.com, top 32 QBs for the upcoming season. It didn't take me long to find Jared Goff. They have him 31st.
That's bull.
The only quarterback,
I almost said a bad word.
The only quarterback listed lower than him.
Drew Lock?
No, I don't even know how this makes sense. Teddy Bridgewater is 32. He's not even a starter. I don't understand.
No.
So Goff is the worst starting quarterback in football, according to John Odyssey's fine company.
Come on. Who wrote this?
I will give you a name so we can direct the ire at it. Tim Kelly of Odyssey Sports with this. And I'll tell you their criteria. He says it was heavily focused on how they played the last two seasons and then projecting ahead for the upcoming season. They don't care how Tom Brady played in 2009 is the example they gave. So Goff is 31st. Let me give you some QBs who are ahead of him. Marcus Mariota, who will play tonight against him. Mitch Trubisky.
He did so much the last 2 years.
Right, exactly. Mitchell Trubisky is 29th. He was a backup last season, and before that, lost his job in Chicago.
He played well against the Lions, but that has nothing to do with Jared Goff.
28th is Garoppolo, who, again, if you're projecting for this season, okay. Trey Lance is 27th. Justin Fields is 26th to a 25th. Those are the guys ahead of Goff.
Well, right now, for this year, with all due respect to the young men, I'd rather have right now for this coming year, not in the future, but this year, I'd rather have Goff than both Lance and Fields.
I would say more than Fields. I want to see Lance play legitimate playing time. Yeah. All right, not saying that he can't right. be. I think Goff is somewhere like 15 to 22-ish. I think good Goff is near 15, and then bad Goff's like 22. You got to remember, like he did lead them to the playoffs the year before they traded him. I know he didn't start that playoff game, but he came into that playoff game.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he was horrific the first part of the season last year, but that was under Anthony Lynn.
And they had hardly anything at receiver.
Yes.
I mean, the free agents they brought in didn't contribute.
No.
Amon-Ra St. Brown had not yet. I mean, he got seasoned as the year went on.
And he wasn't great, but Goff seemed to pick it up once, you know, Campbell started calling the plays and once they got Josh Reynolds.
Yeah, this is where it becomes like piling on. I don't think Goff's anything special. I've never pretended that they have something here, but 31st? He's shown that he can be halfway decent with some support around him. And that's why I would put him below average, because he needs the support. But Jared Goff he's better than, what, 5, 6, 7 guys on this list. He should be in the upper 20s. You know,
Do they even have Drew Lock or Geno Smith in there?
I'll have to keep scrolling, but I doubt it.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, well, that's refreshing.
They have Daniel Jones at 24.
Come on. All right, I'm done. Put it a John Odyssey, fire Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly should be gone.
I don't get this Daniel Jones stuff. We were talking to a guy out here at the VSiN Network last night, and I was saying I think the Giants are a team to keep an eye on going under this year.
Yep. Yeah.
And he started talking about, well, maybe Daniel Jones, you know, they can work a Josh Allen Daboll.
I know, but Daboll is the only reason people are giving hope for Daniel Jones and a healthy Saquon Barkley to set him up a little bit, but I would be stunned if Daniel Jones has a better season than Jared Goff.
Me too.
Well, again, if Goff has a good line in front of him, they should have a run game this season, play action, a couple, you know, competent receivers. Yeah, I mean, the offense should be decent this season. He's not the 31st. He's not the worst starting quarterback in the NFL or one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Some other names on this list. Baker Mayfield is 18th. I feel like they're in the same tier, Goff and Baker.
Yes. Well, it's interesting because we did the tiers from The Athletic a few weeks ago, and Goff was considered in the third tier. I think he was ranked 22nd, I believe, or 23rd, something like that, which I thought was fair.
Gov, I want to know how many.
This to me isn't fair.
No, I don't think this is fair either. Gov, I want to know. Here is their top 10. You wanted to know how many top 10 QBs the Lions will face this year. Here's the top 10 on this list. Lamar Jackson, number 10. They don't play the Ravens, right?
Right.
Number 9 is Dak Prescott. They will play Dallas. Number 8 is Stafford. They won't play the Rams. Number 7 is Russell Wilson. They don't play the Broncos. 6 is Brady. They don't play the Bucks. 5th is Herbert. They don't play the Chargers. 4 is Burrow. They don't play the Bengals. 3rd is Aaron Rodgers. They'll have to deal with him twice. They do play Josh Allen, number 2, with the Bills. And then Mahomes is number 1. Unless I missed something.
That's why the start of the season is so important for this team. And like what you guys said about 2-3 minimum, I think it should be 3-2. Or maybe, I guess, the Dolphin game even, 4-3 or 3-4, because the quarterbacks are going to get harder then. But the defense should be better.
By the way, what number ranking is Tua?
I think he's 25th. I'll double check that.
I don't understand how you put Tua ahead of Goff based on results.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Tim Kelly's like the Tim Boyle of writers. Seriously. This is why some people shouldn't be given a keyboard. I mean, look, nobody's saying Jared Goff's a great quarterback here, but to put him the 31st best quarterback in the league, it's ignorant. It's dumb.
Tua's 25th.
Tua's 25th. No. I mean, I know he has Tyreek Hill. It'll probably, you know, make him a little better. And obviously he's got Waddle, too, who he had before, but no, he's not better than Jared Goff, I don't think, right now. If he does, kudos to him, and, you know, then get Goff the hell out of here. Where's he have, like, Davis Webb? Davis, the guy from Houston.
I don't think Mills is on this list. Maybe Mills.
Davis Mills, yeah.
Or Mills, yeah. Who's Davis Webb?
Davis Webb played last night. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Davis Webb the third?
Yeah.
Where's Malik Willis on this list? He's played one whole preseason game.
We haven't gotten that call yet this morning, have we?
No.
See, they should have taken Willis instead of Pascal.
Oh, yeah, we were.
That's, you know, it's funny because he has the one rushing touchdown, then he had one deep throw, like 40 some odd yards.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nice Stoney, throw. I don't know. I don't know where you're at. I don't regret passing up on Malik Willis.
No. If he turns out to be a Pro Bowl player, then yeah, we'll say we should have. But where's Carson Wentz on that list, by the way?
23rd.
That's not horrible. The thing with Wentz, and I know you can't stand him even more than I do, Gov, he doesn't turn the ball over a lot. So that's the one thing that he was pretty good with last year. This is where Hard Knocks really hurt him, the in-season thing. He came off, as rumored had it, as just an idiot, like a poor team leader.
Yeah, he comes off privileged, you know, and if I had to make a list, I would put Wentz barely ahead of Goff. Based on last year, they did go 9-7, I think, the Colts, didn't they? They lost the Jacksonville and missed the playoffs.
Right. Yep.
And, you know, he had an MVP run in Philly until he got hurt and Foles took over.
Correct.
You know, I don't like him as a teammate. I would take Jared Goff over him. But if I had to rank and be fair, I think you have to put Wentz barely ahead of him.
Barely, yes.
Few ticket texts on some of the Lions stuff we were talking about this morning, the preseason game. Texter says, what happens if Hutch gets injured on the first play of the preseason? Maybe stop playing players in the preseason or eliminate the preseason altogether.
Well, it works in college, but, you know, this league's about money, too, so you can't, unless you want to add more regular season games, but I don't think people are going to go for that. I mean, I'd rather have 18 regular season games and no preseason games.
The right number of preseason games to get a team ready for the season should be zero, as college athletes are able to do it, and these are professionals. The right number of games that a coaching staff should need to find out who their starters and backups are is zero games. College teams do it through practices every season. But
yes,
the fact that there are preseason games, you have to figure out how to navigate them. And I'm typically where you are, Stoney, which is bubble wrap guys. But I think I get where Campbell's coming from. They're a poor tackling team. They want to be a more physical team. They need the reps. And they don't have these, like, they're not a superstar team, okay? They're going to have to play these guys and give them every chance to be successful. And if someone rolls an ankle or rolls a knee, they're not a Super Bowl team anyway. I think you have to give them a chance to hit the ground running and start the season. And that means risking it in the preseason. Now, I hope we don't eat those words, but that's how I get what they're doing.
And in today's wussified version of the NFL, where they don't do two-a-days and all that, you're right. They do have to practice legitimate tackling, although they will next week in Indianapolis when they have the scrimmage against the Colts. See, I'm old enough to remember when I was a kid, they played six freaking preseason games. It was ridiculous.
I just go back to COVID, though, a couple years ago, and you didn't have preseason.
Right?
I will say this. I do remember I think the offenses were a little bit ahead the start of the regular season that year because of things like poor tackling and things like that. The scoring was way up early. But I thought COVID proved that you didn't need preseason games.
No, absolutely.
Couple texts.
All
please.
Right, coming.
Oh, sorry. Please, no serious injury to Goff. We don't need Campbell to go all Dick Vermeil on HBO. So dude would need a binky. And another one says, for me, it's Jamar Jefferson and Malcolm Rodriguez, the players that people are looking for tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.